Let's do it. It is a Will It Thursday, as always, brought to you by Gibson's Discount Center out of Weatherford.
Will it
blow? And going into the tank, and we seem to have misplaced it somewhere. Well, this has never happened before.
Well, we had the item. The studio tends to eat things.
And now the item is gone.
Yeah, KB looked
at me. I have
the
box for it.
No, you said you have the tube, but I said, no, I have not. I have not touched the tube.
We have the box for the antifungal cream. And the reason the fungal cream, as you may have heard with Mayor Maddie just moments ago, was going to be the item today, is to fight the fungus among us and the mold that is growing in the Will It Flow tank. And we're not 100% sure when the mold started to grow and what it really came from. We can trace it back to maybe the collard green incident of 2025, as many will later reference it as. But nonetheless, we can't find the stupid tube. I have no idea where it went.
I haven't touched it yesterday. I'm so sorry.
Let's prepare.
Okay, so did you look behind there in that little nook right over there?
Well, we will continue to search for it.
Will it blow?
But happy to report, we have found the item. Yeah, we found the item. The antifungal cream. We thought maybe for a while the tank was fighting back and the mold had taken over and the fungus had just run rampant to the point that it was firing its first salvo by hiding the one thing that we hope could maybe treat. A nice little ointment there maybe could help us with our fungus problem in the tank. But we have our two contestants on the line here. And before we go to them, Heather, all right, what do you think? Because we're going to squeeze this as much as we can out of the tube. I mean, it says, first of all, it says use only as directed. I think that's a suggestion.
I mean, it's a loose medical definition. Yeah. I mean, it's only the FDA.
It does say please apply liberally,
right,
to the areas in question. So we're just going to dump as much as we can out into the tank out of that tube.
I'm going with BFF Maddie.
Yeah,
and I think it's going to float.
All right, afloat, because that is the mayoral decree and proclamation there.
Because I think it's smart enough to stay away from said fungus. Nobody wants to get near that.
Well, I disagree. I actually do. I think it'll sink, but it's not our opinions that matter. All due respect to the mayor, it is, though, our two contestants. And she is Hank Fan number 9 out of Hamilton, Texas this morning. We welcome to the line Kim. Welcome to Will It Flow, Kim.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, well, see, Tim got confused. We have Kim and Tim. So you mix that with fungus growing, and we lost the item there for a little bit leading up to it. We've got a lot of confusion going
great.
On this
it's
one.
Fine.
But it's okay.
Are the kids in school?
Because going up against Kim will be Tim. Tim in Weatherford. All right, very nice. There you are, Tim.
Go.
Kim out of Hamilton, you got first dibs. What do you think the cream will do? Float or sink?
Float.
Okay.
Right.
Very nice. We got to float. So, Tim, you hope it does what?
I hope it sinks. All the way to the bottom.
I just hope that it helps a little bit in the tank. Do the tank of transparency.
Nothing could hurt.
Well, it can't hurt.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're right. Actually, we don't know that. But to the tank we go, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, it has 10 seconds to do what it is going to do once it hits the water. That beautiful, beautiful Will It Float crusty water. All right. Are we ready at the tank, Heather Lee?
Yes.
Are you personally ready? Okay, here we go. Squeezing it out of the tube in 3, 2, 1, and down. Oh, my goodness. Does it come out with fervor and flair right there? Okay, let me start the clock. I got so excited about it, just as it did, too. All right, where is it going? Is it there? Is it on the top?
It's on the top.
It is floating. It is floating. Look at that. The cream right now. Time has elapsed. Congratulations, Kim out of Hamilton. We have antifungal cream as a floater. I did not see that coming. Boy, that thing shot out of the tube. You were liberally putting it on as directed.
I was having a flashback to the ketchup when Doris said, stop squeezing, Heather, stop squeezing. So I went in quick and dirty.
Well, without any sort, like none of that is sinking at all. Okay, we got 100% flotation from the fungal cream. Is it helping?
Absolutely not.
Is there fizzing? Is there bubbling? Is there some sort of chemical reaction that we think might be helping the fungus situation?
No, but I am looking at it. And ladies, if you've ever wondered where your false eyelashes go when they just fall off, it could be going to the tank.
That's what it looks like.
That's exactly what it looks like.
That's what it looks like there. Maybe next week we can defeat the fungus. But Kim, you have become victorious. Congratulations, you're going to the American Rodeo with a 4-pack of passes right there. Well done. Thank you, Tim. Always appreciate you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we all learned something today. That was a horrible idea. Will Itflow, thank you so much. Brought to you by Gibson's. And use only as directed.